Welcome back to Match Flynn Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, here's a funny one, and you need a little levity. I thought this was terrific. There's a comedian named Sacha Baron Cohen. You may have seen some of his stuff. He impersonates various foreigners. He'll impersonate somebody from Middle East, somebody exotic, and then he will trick people into saying outlandish things and doing outlandish things, thinking that he's this guy. And he got sued for $95 million by a guy named Roy Moore. Now, you may not remember Roy Moore. Roy Moore is in Alabama, and he ran for the U.S. Senate. But he had a problem. When he was the DA of his city, he was accused of going to a mall and hanging out and trying to meet teenage, underage girls. A very serious charge. And apparently there may have even been a court order preventing him from going to the mall. This obviously didn't sit well with the voters, and Doug Jones beat him in that election, the first Democrat to represent Alabama in the Senate in a heck of a long time. And poor Doug lasted one term, and then he was beaten in the next election. But Roy Moore has been nursing his, licking his wounds ever since. Well, he's also not the sharpest knife in the drawer. Sacha Baron Cohen, who's an Oxford graduate, believe it or not, and speaks very upper-class English over there in London, England, impersonated an Israeli counter-terrorism expert who said he wanted to interview Moore and he wanted to give him an award from an Israeli TV network. So Moore, this is the only guy that probably called Moore and showed any interest in him at all. So Moore said, fine. He sits down, and Sacha Baron Cohen pulls out this device. He shows him, and he said, this is a device we've invented to identify sex offenders, and he points it at Roy Moore. Now, Roy Moore stopped the interview at that point, but I don't know, it's sort of like a divining rod, and suddenly the lights will go off when it's pointed to Roy Moore. Anyway, Roy Moore sued him for defamation. Remember, defamation is the umbrella term for libel and slander. Defamation is when you say something about somebody, publish it that's false, and that lowers them in the esteem of the community. Libel is written defamation, slander is verbal defamation. One exception to that is defamation on the radio or TV is considered libel, even though it's not written because it has such a wide audience. Well, in any event, the court threw out his suit, and the Second Circuit Court of Appeals in New York just came down and upheld that and said that Roy Moore's claim should be dismissed. Now, and they said it was clearly satire, it was clearly comedy. Here's something to put in the back of your minds. There's plenty of else to talk about, but first of all, if this were England, that case would have gone forward. England does not have a First Amendment. First of all, the head of state is also the head of the official church, whereas we have separation of church and state. But secondly, libel cases over there, defamation cases, they don't have the kinds of exceptions we have to protect people who want to comment about a public figure and make fun of them, or even if they say something that's not true, if it's a public figure, they really can't sue him for libel unless the public figure can prove that they knew it was untrue. Now, what's a public figure? Basically, people with name recognition, politicians, people, office holders, movie stars, that kind of thing. Because the theory is that they can retaliate or defend themselves, and they have access to the press too. For instance, over in London, England, Prince Harry, who left the royal family, is living in L.A. now with his wife and kids, sued a newspaper over there because they said that he had put in for security, and he tried to keep it quiet and then put a positive spin on it. Well, If you said something like that about a politician or somebody of his stature in the United States, everybody would yawn. He sues for libel. Court over there says, yeah, that's libelous. And they're going to try to assess large damages against that newspaper for basically truthfully saying he sort of slipped in, tried to get security, and tried to put a positive spin on it. They don't have a First Amendment. It's very dangerous over there to speak out. So keep that in mind. The other thing you've got to keep in mind is that Clarence Thomas and Neil Gorsuch in this Supreme Court have both signaled that they would like to overrule New York Times versus Sullivan, which is a 1964 case that protected the media. 1964, a sheriff down in Alabama didn't like an ad somebody had put in the New York Times and sued the New York Times. It didn't mention them. It just said that some law enforcement in Alabama are acting badly towards civil rights workers, something of that nature, which was true. And it goes to a verdict. He gets, local state court, he gets money. The Supreme Court said, no. If you're a public figure, in this case, he was an elected sheriff, you have to prove actual malice. And actual malice isn't what you think it is. You out there listening. It's not malicious like in, you got a bad intent. Malice simply means you knew it was false when you did it, or with even a little bit of investigation, you would have known it was false. Well, in this one, they didn't even name him, and it was an ad, and it was true. So ever since New York Times versus Sullivan, celebrities, politicians, famous people, you can comment about them. That's why we have a free society. We're not like England. Now, England has plenty of freedoms, don't get me wrong, but they don't have a First Amendment. So this is a great victory. Sarah Sacha Baron Cohen goes in there as an Israeli anti-terrorism expert with like a divining rod, and he pokes it at Moore, and he goes, this is a device to detect pedophiles. And I don't know, Moore threw him out. I don't know if the red lights went off or whatever. But, you're entitled to very, very extreme criticism. And you should. It comes with the territory. When you run for office, people send terrible tweets. They do all this kind of stuff. I've run for office. I've had my share of them. Seen them happen to other folks. That is the price of a vigorous democracy. And if it is left to Clarence Thomas and Neil Gorsuch and some of the others, we're going to be like Merry Old England, which is going to shut down a lot of public debate. You don't see a lot of public criticism there about the Queen or any of this business, or the Prime Minister, members of Parliament, unless it's from a tabloid that's willing to take libel risks and pay a lot of legal fees. You're on a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
From out of nowhere, Felina has found me, kissing my cheek as she kneels by my side. Cradled by two loving arms that I'll die for,